Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound. Then buy two, get two free on select varieties of delicious Doritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles chips, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Bipolar DM Podcast. I am your host, Jason. This is an irregular podcast I have about Dungeons & Dragons, indie writing, and living with a mental illness, particularly bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, and major depression, among other diagnoses. If you have any questions or comments or requests on topics, you can email me at thebipolardm@gmail.com. Also, you can get a hold of me at my webpage, www.thebipolardm.com. There you'll find previous episodes of this podcast, my blog, as well as resources on indie writing, Dungeons & Dragons, and mental illness. Also available is my Facebook platform, at BipolarDM is the search handle for that. And I have a group page called The Bipolar DM Nation, and there I have behind-the-scenes information about the podcast, about what it's like living on a daily basis with a mental illness, as well as my live updates that I put on every day, sometimes every couple days, sometimes several times a day. And today's topic, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about a project that me and my friend JR are doing. It is a Dungeons & Dragons game for kids with autism. Now, if you're not familiar with autism, it is a development disability that affects social skills, causes repetitive behavior, difficulty with speech, and also with nonverbal skills. This is a very misunderstood illness. And many people don't really understand what it's like to live with it or what the people who suffer from it, what they go through. Now, especially at a young age, because this is usually being more and more diagnosed at younger ages, kids run into, you know, a lot of problems with their social skills and making friends and keeping friends and having to explain certain behaviors or why they cannot speak like everybody else, or why they avoid eye contact or other, nonverbal cues. Dungeons & Dragons, on the other hand, if you're not familiar with what Dungeons & Dragons is, on its most basic sense, collective storytelling. Imagine if you would, when you were younger, and you read a book, Peter Pan, or Alice in Wonderland, or Knights of the Round Table, and imagined yourself in that book. What would you be? What kind of character would you be like? And what would you do if you could go anywhere in that world of King Arthur or Peter Pan or any of those other places and do whatever your imagination is, you know, that is the limit to what you can do? Dungeons & Dragons takes that. And it inserts you in a story as a character. And so you play a character along with several other players and a dungeon master who is the main storyteller. we use dice to introduce randomness into the story so it's not predictable. We never know where the story is going to lead us. And together we weave and tell this story together of an adventure. So you take that, you combine it together with kids with autism. Other doctors and therapists have done it for years. There's several groups out there. Mostly a lot of them are based on the West Coast and up along up as far as Seattle, that have taken play therapy and introduced Dungeons and Dragons into it. And what they had found is that the kids found a sense of more socialization because they have to interact with the other players that are at the table. Most often, a lot of them could be just complete strangers to them. And so this forces them to get out of their shell, so to speak, and to interact and to grow socially. It also helps them grow, use their coping skills, whether they're dealing in real life with a disappointment in the game, or getting overly excited. Or they can also have their characters practice out these coping skills in the situation that the character finds themselves in. And so you can work out all kinds of scenarios that would allow them to think about and strategize and say, if I had a chance to do it myself, what would I do or how would I handle this? And so we're adding all those things into the Dungeons and Dragons game for these kids. The way we got a lot of logistics to get through as far as how we're going to organize it. Me and JR are writing the adventure right now too. So, you know, we're trying to make this adventure. It lasts for about 4 to 6 sessions is how many games we'll probably play. So we'll probably play for 6 weeks if we're playing every week. And we'll be doing this online on Discord, and we will then, you know, bring the kids to the end of the adventure. And at the end of the adventure, we'll take a little breather and then start over again with a new adventure, maybe with new characters and stuff like that. And as the players grow in their abilities in Dungeons and Dragons, will allow them to also create from scratch their very own characters, you know. So at starting off, we'll have pre-generated characters that are already made up. They just choose what they want to be, you know, whether it's a wizard or a rogue or a fighter or a paladin or a monk, then, you know, whatever race they want to be, whether that is elf or human or halfling or dwarf or gnome, or half-orc, you know, so they can be any kind of race and any kind of class and together create this character based on the sheet that I would hand them with all the stats and everything like that so they know how to play. And then we'd go at it, just have them go on an adventure. Thank you again for listening to the Bipolar DM. I am your host, Jason. Be sure to send me an email if you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions at thebipolardm@gmail.com. Visit my webpage, thebipolardm.com. And also check out my Facebook handle, Facebook page, @bipolardm. Thank you again, and remember, take your meds.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound. Then buy 2, get 2 free on select varieties of delicious Doritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles chips, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.